This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
All right, it's day whatever of this quarantine situation, and I finally did venture out of the house, out of my solitude. I went to the barbershop, got myself a haircut, did something to kind of feel like a normal human being again. It's crazy out there. It's empty in the streets. It was empty in the shop, but it still did feel good to get out of the house, be normal, socialize, do something for myself. But I can't escape the feeling now that I'm back here in the house at my desk that I possibly wasted my money. I don't know.
What is TWS podcast episode whatever? Who cares at this point?
The rant with the vindicated.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like it's the end of
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn.
On up to your bullshit. Yeah, it's about that time. Damn, don't you look foolish. Cause you know, I know you lying. Yeah, right. Stop lying.
Alright, I promise y'all I ain't gonna sing every week. Fuck it, I'm going to do what I want to do. Anyway, welcome to the What Is TWS podcast. My name is J.Dot Flan, representing the White Pants Society, and thank you for joining me, sharing a little bit of your quarantine time with me. I know most of us have a little more time on our hands than we're accustomed to, but I'm still grateful that you allow me into your solitude so we can talk some shit, have some fun real quick. Yeah, man, I didn't know that Kevin Gates song till about an hour before recording this episode. Happened to be talking to a roommate about some music he was putting together, and he referenced Kevin Gates in this song, and I was like, "Yo, what song is that?" Because it fits in perfectly with what I talk about today. So yeah, it's just one of those serendipitous moments that I guess I owe to the apocalypse or whatever. So this is not all bad. Everything's working out. Anyway, if you follow the show at all, you know every once in a while I like to do something I call getting the evil out. It's where I get a chance to vent some of the built up frustrations and things that that build up over time in regular life. I'm approaching, you know, how I respond to life situations differently. So I don't often get to respond to situations the way I want to, the way that, you know, my mind tells me would feel good. But those thoughts do come, they do build up. And I think if we all just took a moment every once in a while to hit the release valve and release some of that pressure, release some of that, some of those thoughts that we feel like we shouldn't have and maybe we're ashamed of, just get them out. I think the world will be a better place. So I'm going to lead by example. This is my public service. I'm going to do that today. I'm going to vent a little bit, you know, get some of it out.
Just going to vent a little bit. Have a little fun with it.
Have a little fun with it. You know, follow Jay's example. You can't go wrong with that. Anyway. So yeah, this is going to be a venting episode, but I do want to start with a shout out. I want to shout out Facebook. Facebook did something quite commendable in my opinion this week. They had me shook earlier in the week because they sent me what I consider some hate mail, pretty much telling me that some of my posts promoting the podcast were violating community standards, regarding spam. I guess basically the fact that I was posting things as the podcast in our Facebook group and then sharing them as myself, I guess from my personal account, I guess that was me manufacturing likes, and I think they even went as far as to identify it as fake news.
You are fake news.
I was in that group this week, and it really had me shook. You know, like I wish I could manufacture likes. Like seem to definitely be hard to come by. Y'all some seriously hard to impress some bitches. Like I don't really know what it is to do. I feel like I'm doing what we all came here to Facebook to do, you know, just talk shit and kind of say some of those things we don't say, you know, in face-to-face contact, but it don't always be working for me.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Is this not why you were here? Anyway, so yeah, I was really taken aback by that, but I had resigned myself to kind of accept their decision, and that I was just going to have to alter my strategies for promoting the podcast and think of different ways to post. And yeah, it kind of stressed me out a little bit. And just when things were, you know, right around their darkest, I got another follow-up message from Facebook, and it was pretty much Facebook saying, you know, our bad. Like, they admitted that they made a mistake. They put the post back, you know, and they even went as far in the message, and, you know, and maybe this is only impressive to me, but in the message, they went as far as to use the words, you know, we're sorry. And I was like, damn, you know, because for me, I don't run across a lot of situations where people readily acknowledge their mistakes. And then this is one of those situations where they were really in a power situation. Like, they were they had the power position here. They could have stuck by their mistake, and I would have had no choice but to accept it and abide by it. You know, I'm in no position to not use their product or boycott, or, you know, whatever, you know, and not that my one man boycott was going to hurt them in any way. But, you know, yeah, I was in no position to push back or buck back. I kind of just had to accept it, and I was going to have to adjust my practices accordingly. You know, but for them to come out and say, you know, our bad, when they really, in my mind, didn't have to, it's commendable. You don't get that a lot from people. It reminded me a lot of a situation I was in with an ex. And there's something she said to me years ago that has stuck with me to this day, and really fucked with me when she said it then. It still fucks with me now, which is, you know, I guess why I'm repeating it on the show. But anyway, this particular, you know, girl I was dating, she was aware that I was, you know, doing things for other people that I wasn't necessarily doing for her. And mostly because she didn't seem to require it. Like, you know, she didn't seem to... I didn't have to do those things for her to get, you know, whatever reaction I was seeking. I didn't have to, you know, treat her a certain way to maintain the relationship. And, you know, and eventually she said to me, just because someone allows you to mistreat them doesn't mean you should. And that hit me hard. I don't think, And I don't think a lot of times right now, like, people acknowledge that. It just, you know, even when you're in a position to where you have all the power and you can get away with whatever, doesn't mean you have to flex it all the time. And here was an opportunity for me where I thought Facebook could have flexed it. I had actually moved on and had just resigned myself to, you know, have to live with their decision, however wrong I felt it was. But they came out and said, our bad. They said, I'm sorry. And it means a lot. So I'm shouting you out, Facebook. Thank you. All right. But anyway, to the evil. Man. So in this podcast, I do a lot of exposing, you know, my personal issues. And I try to make sure that I do those, that I expose those issues and I talk about those situations really without infringing on anybody else's privacy. Like, I don't like to expose or talk about what I think somebody else did or what prompted, whatever. I do have to say, you know, I have not been that considerate in the discussion of some of the stuff with, you know, me and my father. And for that, I'm very remorseful. You know, I got my dad on my amends list, and that's something I'm working toward. I need to fix that. You know, that wasn't quite right for me to put some of that business out in the street, but yeah, you know, but in other situations, I do try to, you know, keep my side of the street clean. You know, I try to stick to some of the things I'm learning right now and not really talk about what anyone else did wrong. And so in this getting the evil out, I kind of want to stick to that. And I want to do a service. This is me being of service. It's a public service I want to do to kind of help with some of the issues that I feel like, you know, are coming my way, things that people are doing with me. So I'm going to talk about it without talking about it. I'm going to talk about the better way to do things rather than to tell you what you did, pretty much. And so this, you know, this goes for anybody. This goes for any and everybody, not just people that deal with me or have done anything to me. This just goes for the populace in general. This is really a public service from your boy Flan to help you in life. So anybody that knows anything about me knows that I have a thing about being lied to. I don't like being lied to. And so what I want to do today is I want to teach people how to be better liars. If you're going to lie to me, if you're going to try to deceive me, let me give you some tips on how to do it so that it works, so that it comes across a little better. Because I'm only upset when I find out it's a lie. And I think people just aren't working hard enough to keep their deceptions up, or they're doing unnecessary shit with their deceptions that, you know, let me help you make it a little easier. And this is coming from somebody that has a storied and prolific lying career. I made a life out of it. You know, I've lied to any and everyone that's had anything to do with me, you know, for years consistently. So I have some experience in this particular area, and I'd like to share some of my expertise. Like I said, you know, smart men learn from their own mistakes, wise men learn from the mistakes of others. So let me pass on some wisdom. Let me pass on some of my mistakes, and maybe I can help you out. And again, this is just getting the evil out of people, so chill. All right, rule number one for me with lying is a simple rule. Don't. You know, if you don't have to, don't do it. And that basically means, you know, kind of staying out of situations that you got to lie about. You know, think about what, you know, whatever it is you're doing and whether or not it's worth it. You know, if it's the kind of thing that you feel like you're not going to be able to be honest about in the future, like, is it worth, you know, the burden of having to lie? Because the same way I talk about being petty on past episodes, man, lying is hard. It eats at you. It fucks with you. Like, it's a responsibility. It's like having kids. Like, if you can't afford to feed your kid, then don't have a kid. Like, if you can't afford the mental anguish it's going to take to keep up that lie, to keep up that deception, then just maybe think about that when you engage in the activity. Maybe think about all the shit that's going to come with it. Like, you gotta have a story that works. You got to maintain this story. You got to realize that you're going to be hit with questions you're not prepared for. And now you got to be able to hold on to stories that you didn't already have. And it's a lot of work. It weighs on you, man. It's sleepless nights. It's constant concentration. And that's if you care about maintaining it. If you don't care about whether or not you found out to be a liar, whether or not you caught in your dishonesty, then what the fuck is the point in lying in the first place? Like, if you don't care if you get caught, then just fucking keep it 100% gangster. I respect you more if you just keep it gangster and do what it is you do and be upfront about it. Like, you know, if you don't care enough to lie effectively, if you don't care enough to do it right, then don't do it at all. Yeah. But I feel like, you know, I don't want to say there's a right way to lie, but there's a better way. And and maybe, you know, maybe people just don't realize they're doing it the wrong way. So I'm trying to help. But if you don't have to, if you don't feel like putting the effort into it, then just don't do it. It's probably no need to, you know. You could probably exist without it. Just think about it. And that takes me to rule number two. So, I mean, first of all, don't put yourself in a situation where you have to do it unnecessarily. And then if you end up in a situation where there's something that you feel like you need to keep from people or person, whatever, assess the need to lie. Because in a lot of situations, you might want to lie about it or keep it from a person because you feel a certain kind of way about it, but that person don't share that same belief or that same thought. And you now enter in a situation where you're going to damage your relationship by lying when you did not have to. So it is very important to assess the need to lie. Don't do the damage unnecessarily. For me personally, you know, if I haven't asked you for certain information, I guess this the information that you want to keep from me, it's usually for one of three reasons. It's either I don't yet realize that the information is valuable to me, I already have the information, or I don't care about the information. And any of these three things benefits you. You know, if I don't value the information or don't know that I should value the information, then you keeping it from me, you know, is not, it fits your motive. It fits your narrative. You don't necessarily have to lie to me. You know, I'm not engaging you in that conversation. I'm not engaging you in that discussion. I'm not putting you in a situation where you have to say something that ain't true. There's no need. Or maybe I already know the answer, and that's why I'm not asking you the question. Because I don't need the information. I already have it. And so our relationship is what it is with that knowledge. And again, you don't have to damage it further or damage it at all by being dishonest about it. And then it also may be that I just don't care. I think, you know, a lot of times it is assess who you're lying to. Are you lying to the person, or are you lying to yourself? Are you trying to tell yourself a story to justify whatever it is you've done, or whatever decision that you've made, or whatever information you're withholding from that person? Are you telling yourself a story to justify those actions and then passing it off to the other person so hopefully they feel better about it as well, when they may not even need that? Like, don't do the damage unnecessarily. So let's go to rule number three. Rule number three feeds in right from rule number two. Don't volunteer information. I don't trust people who volunteer information. A lot of times there are things that just don't need to be said. It can either be because of one of the three reasons, you know, I mentioned in rule number two, or because the thing you are saying is an assumption that a reasonable person would already make. And so you don't have to go out your way to provide that information. And when you do, it comes across as suspicious. It's like if I told you, hey, man, come look at this new car I got. And believe me when I say I didn't steal it. Like, nobody would assume I stole it until I said something. You know, there's no reason to provide that extra information unless I'm trying to guide the narrative. It's almost, you know, the way that people like put those disclaimers before a statement, and it tells you exactly what they're about to do. Like, you know, like I said before, when people say, I don't mean to be racist, but you know, they're about to say some extremely racist shit. Like, you know, because you don't, if a person that wasn't trying to be racist don't normally have to tell you that they're not trying to be racist. Like, don't volunteer information. Don't add information that isn't necessary because it makes you feel more comfortable about whatever it is that you've done or you're about to do. Like, you're putting a spotlight on your lie. I'm trying to help you get away with it. Like, I'm trying to help you. If you're going to lie, lie effectively, because it hurts when the lies are found out. That shit hurts. People don't like to be lied to. People only know they've been lied to when they figure it out. If you work just a little bit harder, if you put just a little bit more effort into your deception, you wouldn't hurt as many people. This is all tongue in cheek, people. Do not take me seriously. Anyway. But yeah, don't volunteer information. You're fucking up the game. That's a rookie mistake. Never do it. Rule number four. I got this from my roommate who works in sales. Don't talk past your clothes. You know, if you sold it, if you sold the idea, if you're getting away with it, shut the fuck up and walk away. Like, if you're telling me a story and I'm vibing with it and I'm not asking too many questions and I'm not, you know, interrogating, I don't seem to be, you know, suspicious at any point, adding extra detail is not making it better. You're just giving me more opportunities to question something. And we live in the information age. We live in the age of Google. Like, the more information you give a person, the more they can fact check. So if you at a point where you winning, take your W and walk off the field. Do not play yourself into an L. I have made this mistake too many times, you know, trying to provide just that little bit more of detail, you know, to show how real my story must be, because I remember what color the wall was or some dumb shit like that. And, you know, and then you show up someplace and the wall is a different color, and now your whole story fell apart. And you didn't even have to add that piece. Like, it was completely unnecessary, people. You know, the lie is unnecessary. But if you, like, just stop at what you got to do, like, just stop. Don't talk yourself into an L if you already winning. It happens too much. And the last and final rule, I'm going to keep this at 5 because it sounds like a good number. This is an important rule. And let me start out by saying, fuck Steve Harvey. Fuck Steve Harvey. Do not stick with the lie. Do not try to go to the grave with the lie. This has been a major mistake for me. This has cost me more than probably any other mistake I've ever made. And it is trying to stick with the lie. Having some idea in my head that until I admit I lied, there's the possibility that I didn't. And I'm going to hold on to that possibility, you know, for life. Like, I'm just not going to give it up. Basically, what you're doing when somebody is offering, when I am probing for more information, when I am pushing, when I am digging into the validity of whatever it is you're telling me, it's usually because I already know that it's a lie. Or either I'm highly suspicious that it's a lie. But typically it's because I already know. I don't tend to get in arguments with people about things that I'm not sure I'm right about. So if I'm really pushing you, if I'm really going at something, it's because I know that what you're saying to me is bullshit. And I'm offering you a way out. And this is what's been offered to me several times. You know, and the idea that you could somehow repair the damage that you've done with the initial lie by sticking with it is like thinking you can repair damage to a wall by continuously hitting it with the same hammer. Like, it's not, it's illogical. It's dumb. It's not going to work that way. Like, you know, you can't start repairing the damage until you put the hammer down. So if somebody is, if you've been caught, then you caught. It's just, that's your chance to get out of it, to salvage whatever there is. The holding on to the lie, the continuing the lie, it's an insult on my intelligence. You know, that's the way I take it. When you lie to me, I think you're saying, I think you're dumb enough to believe this. And so when I'm giving you a way out and you continue in to do it, you're just further telling me how little you think of my intelligence. You're just hitting the same wall with the hammer over and over again, and it's eventually going to fall and it ain't going to be repairable. So I don't know. I think back to all the it wasn't me moments of my life, and I'm thoroughly ashamed of. So I'm trying to save you some of that. Those moments were me at my worst, and I wouldn't wish the regret I have over those on my worst enemy. So, man, like, whatever you do, don't hold on to this notion that you got to die with the lie. You can admit that you lied. You can pull a Facebook and say, my bad. And it ain't going to fix everything. Like, it ain't going to put everything back the way it was, but it will stop the damage. It will at least prevent how much more damage you could do by trying to stick with it. So those are my 5 rules if you want to get into deception. If you want to deceive me, these are for me. I don't know. Other people could have different rules, but these are the ones for me. Don't volunteer information. Stop talking past your clothes. If you went in, take your W. You know what I'm saying? Figure out if you need to do it in the first place. You probably might be lying to me about something I don't care about, and now you're not really getting the result that you wanted. You just showing me that you a liar. You just damaged the relationship for no fucking reason, no apparent reason. So I mean, really, at the end of the day, if you care enough to listen to these rules and try to be good at lying, then you could really just spare a few more fucks and then just be honest. Like, it ain't gonna help you or them to lie. You're not protecting anybody's feelings because shit always comes out. It's too difficult to hold on to. There are no liars that are just that fucking brilliant. And the really sad part about it is that, and this is my experience with people who've lied to me and the people that I've lied to, is that the majority of the times when you tell a lie and it feels like you're getting away with it, or it feels like the person, like you've successfully deceived someone, it's not because of anything you did right. It's not because you told the best lie and your story is just impeccable and there's no flaws and no gaps. It's nothing. It's not because you strategized perfectly. It's because that person wanted to believe you in the first place. That's it. So you can follow all these rules, and you can be the best liar in the world, and really the reason that your lies, you get away with your lies, is because the person you're lying to wants to believe you. They would rather believe that you're telling the truth than to think that you're lying to them. And so my advice is really, you know, if you're out there doing things you feel like you got to be dishonest about, is either grow a thick enough skin that you don't care about, you know, how people feel or what people think about you, and so there ain't no reason to lie. Or, you know, become the dopest version of you that you're so proud of who you are and what you do that you don't ever feel the need to be dishonest, to be fake, to be phony. You can just live. You can stand, you know, naked in front of a crowd like, here the fuck I am, and I'm dope as shit. You know? Like I've said before, be bacon. Be bacon. Be so dope you don't have to advertise. Be so dope that I can know that it's full of fat and salt and I want it anyway. Be so dope that people who don't eat pork and vegetarians and vegans and everything are looking for substitutes for you. Be that dope. Be that dope. Be dope in everybody's face and just dare them not to love it. Yeah. No need for lies, man. Just be bacon. But anyway, until we speak again, be safe, be the light. You know, you can always come to What Is TWS Podcast just to blow off some steam, shoot some shit real quick, hear somebody ramble on about something that may or may not be important to them or you. I don't know. But anyway, man, I love y'all. I appreciate you giving me a moment of your day. Hope everybody's doing well. Be safe, be the light, be honest, be bacon. Flan out. Oh, don't touch me, touch me, baby. Don't you touch me, girl. Unless you promise those hands will never wave goodbye. Or would you promise me that tonight? Don't wrap your lovely arms.
Gonna vent a little bit, have a little fun with it.